the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The Missouri Fine Arts Academy is a summer residential program for artistically gifted high school students. Selected students spend 3 weeks on the Missouri State campus learning from accomplished artists and each other. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Academy Director Ray Castry and three students, Renee Frenshue, Bethany Elliott, and Melvin Bozeman, join me today. Ray, could you tell me about the Missouri Fine Arts Academy?
Missouri Fine Arts Academy is a three-week experience for high school students in the arts from throughout Missouri. This is our 19th year. The students come and study music, theater, dance, visual arts, and creative writing. Program is largely experiential based, and our focus is really pretty much interdisciplinary, where our goal is to put students from different disciplines together and have them share experiences.
And how are students selected for the academy?
Everyone has to submit an application, and that application includes a video audition for students in theater or music or dance, and some sort of portfolio for visual artists and creative writers. In addition, the students have to submit an essay and have to be recommended by someone from their school.
Renee Frenshue is a senior at Scotland County Schools in Northeast Missouri. Renee, why were you interested in the Fine Arts Academy?
I first heard about the Missouri Fine Arts Academy from the Missouri Scholars Academy, which I went to last year. I was interested in it because art is a big part of my life, and I was looking for inspiration, and this seemed like the place to do it.
Bethany Elliott is a senior at Lighthouse Prep Academy in Jefferson City. Bethany, what appealed most to you?
The opportunity to come and study theater, which is like my passion in life, for 3 weeks just sounded like an amazing opportunity, and just to hone in on my skills and to learn more so I can go back into my community and help out and show other people and get involved in community theater.
Melvin Bozeman is a senior at McClure North in St. Louis.
My choir teacher brought it to my attention, and there were several students from my school last year who participated in the program, and I just heard so many great things about it. I was like, a wonderful opportunity. Why not take advantage of it?
And what's been your favorite part of the academy?
My favorite part of the academy would be our interdisciplinary class. There's not many visual artists or theater kids at my school, so it's really nice to be in an environment where I'm around them all the time and you can experience the creativity from somebody who doesn't necessarily enjoy exactly what you do, and I think that's awesome.
I think it has to be our interdisciplinary class as well. I'm in an interdisciplinary class with both Melvin and Renee, which is a great experience. But they just make us think in ways that I didn't know I could think. And, like, I have this new way of thinking which is completely outside the box of what I'd normally think. And I've just been doing different forms of art, which I never thought I'd do, and just completely expanding my bubble.
For me, the best part of the academy is just the people in the community here. It seems like there's always inspiration and creativity in the air, and being inspired not only by incredible teachers and masters in their field, it's also just being inspired by each other, and that's really just reawakened the sense of creativity in my life.
Are any of you interested in studying in the arts when you're in college?
I am hoping to become an art therapist, so visual art is definitely a big aspect of my life, and as well as just helping people and going into psychology work.
Absolutely. I can't picture my life without theater, so I would love to go and study theater and make a career out of it, but I also would like to study math.
Most definitely. Music is a huge part of my life. I enjoy it so much. I wake up in the morning singing, so I couldn't, what they said, I couldn't imagine not continuing that. So, yes, definitely.
Do you have anything you'd like to add, Ray?
It pleases me to hear them say that the interdisciplinary class is their favorite part, because I think that that's one of the unique things about the academy. Former director Julie Bloodworth used to go to the National Conference of Governors Schools and come back and say, we're the only program that she knew of that was doing something like this, of just putting students from different disciplines together and having experiences, and then the experience culminates in a presentation that they present to the rest of the Academy audience. I think that's really great, and I think they've articulated it as well or better than I could.
More information about the Missouri Fine Arts Academy is available at missouristate.edu/MFAA. I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.